Settle down, fella. There's no point in struggling. The game's over.
What do you mean, over? They executed your leader this afternoon.
That's not possible. He's invincible.
Not against Roman might or the finality of the cross.
The cross? It can't be. He's not a criminal. He's never done anything wrong.
That's what they all say. I'm innocent.
What were the charges against him?
High treason, claiming to be king, insurrection, inciting a rebellion.
And blasphemy. That was tacked on by the Jewish leaders. Apparently he called himself God, and that's a capital offense, you know.
It's only blasphemy if it's not true.
So you're saying he's some sort of God?
He said, the Father and I are one. He said, whoever believes in him has eternal life.
Well, he's one with God now.
It can't be. I watched him raise the dead. Jairus' daughter, the young man of Nain, and Lazarus. He has the power over death.
Not today.
You're just saying this to trick me. I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe us. Ask your associates.
What associates?
We know you're part of this Jesus rebellion. And if you don't tell us where the rest of the leaders are, you'll be hanging up there on a cross too.
I've got nothing to say.
We have here a list of Jesus' closest associates. There are 12 names, and yours is one of them.
Let me talk to my rabbi. I'm entitled to an advocate.
If you're referring to Jesus, we told you. He's dead. Probably buried by now.
Buried? Where?
I'm not sure. West side of town, I think. A member of the Sanhedrin named Joseph of Arimathea paid the burial fees. He apparently used his own tomb.
There are more believers than you think. Didn't you see the parade the whole town gave him on Sunday?
Sure. Faithful followers. They praise him. Then by the end of the week, they're calling for his crucifixion. It's a fickle bunch.
Getting back to our deal. There's no sense holding out. You're without a leader now. We don't want to crucify any more people than necessary. Just give us the location of just the 3 top ringleaders, and you can go.
Even if I knew where they were, do you really think I'd tell you?
Did you hear what I said? No cooperation, and you've got a date, up close and personal, with a cross.
I don't care anymore. Kill me. I always said I'd die with him.
Nobody needs to die. Hasn't there been enough killing? We just don't want these followers planning some kind of rebellion or insurrection. If you could assure us that they would disband, I'm sure I could convince my superiors to drop all the charges.
I suppose your superiors will give us all a free mule, 2 servants, and a vacation package in Galilee.
Okay, enough with the wisecracks.
Thomas, you're a hard man to convince.
I didn't fall off the ox cart yesterday.
You say you are sensible and skeptical, yet you swallow this rabbi's fantastic claims, hook, line, and sinker.
Look, I'm not gullible. He backed up his claims with proof. Just last night, he promised to prepare us a place for us. I asked him where.
Where? Tell us about this hideout.
It's not a hideout. It's a mansion.
A mansion? We should have known. Where else could all his followers hide?
No. He wasn't talking about an earthly mansion. He meant that he would prepare a place in his heavenly kingdom, an eternal home with many rooms.
Okay, enough of this spiritual mumbo-jumbo. Just give us the location of his hideout.
I want a lawyer.
Fine. Who do you want?
How about Joseph of Arimathea or Nicodemus?
No problem. But are you sure either one of them will be on your side? You know they are members of this Sanhedrin.
I'll take my chances. I guess I have to trust somebody.
Hand him over to the officer so he can speak to his lawyer. I don't think we're going to be able to gain any of his confidence.
Nah, he's a lost cause. Let's schedule this guy for execution and keep searching for the rest.
I think I have a better idea. He doesn't know who to trust or what to believe. When his suspicions ease up, he'll likely seek out his companions. Let him go. We'll put a tail on him.
I get it. Birds of a feather flock together.
It may take a while. I can't see him leading us there right away, but sooner or later he's bound to trust someone.
It doesn't matter. He's lost everything he ever counted on. Either he eventually leads us to his comrades, or we pick him up later alone. Whatever the case, death awaits.
And from the sound of it, he doesn't care. Besides, since he's lost his confidence in this Jesus, he's not likely to win any more converts. And of course, that's what matters.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Criminal investigators are pleased when the collected evidence points in a specific direction. Even if there's no body, no murder weapon, an abundance of circumstantial evidence can convince a jury to find a defendant guilty, even beyond a shadow of doubt. But when the evidence is flimsy, when information is not dependable, what can you believe? If we were to examine Thomas in those critical hours surrounding the crucifixion, would there be enough evidence to convict him? Generally, we take a look at Thomas the week after Easter. We sympathize with his doubts concerning the resurrection. We certainly understand his dilemma. So imagine how much harder it would be to pin a crime on someone who could not provide us with evidence of his guilt or innocence. Here was a disciple who did not gather with the others after the arrest of Jesus in the garden, and probably for good reason. He feared showing his face near Golgotha to avoid arrest and staying away from the other disciples. If you don't want to be caught associating with wanted men, well, simply don't associate with them. Likewise, if you don't want to be identified as a Christian, well, there's some things you can do there. The plan is pretty easy. Don't show up for church regularly, congregating with believers. Don't be caught showing kindness to neighbors or strangers. Don't let anyone see you opening a Bible in public, and worse yet, quoting a passage from the scriptures. Be careful not to bow your head or fold your hands in a restaurant, God forbid. There are ways that you can disguise your identity. How fickle and double-minded we are. We say God answers prayer, but how often do we caught ourselves asking God to heal someone, all the while thinking, oh gosh, there's no hope. The Apostle John would tell us, pray with hope and with confidence. He wrote in his first epistle, this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked for. A lack of confidence affects our witness. Who will believe a witness that is unsure of his testimony? What if you were asked about the virgin birth of Jesus and you said, well, you know, it kind of sounds incredible to me too. Maybe God used Joseph. Wink, wink. Or suppose someone asks, did Jesus really die on the cross? Or did he just fall into some induced trance? And you answer, it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you're sincere. If there's no confidence displayed in your witness, who is going to know the truth? When you see the magnitude of God's love for you, when you see the enormity of this sacrifice on your behalf, when you see the pain, the suffering of Christ on the cross, exchanging his perfect life for your sinful life, there's only one thing for us to say. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And confident in God's mercy, you can share that forgiveness and grace with others. The Apostle Paul writes, "For everyone that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to preach? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news." How confident is your witness today? How beautiful are your feet? You know, God is glorified, and the name of Jesus is exalted high when someone looks at you and says, "You know Jesus. You believe Jesus is your Lord and Savior. No doubt about it, you're a Christian." God grant us such witness in our homes, in our community, and in our world that is dying. In Jesus' name, amen.